By now, many of us know someone who has caught COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. But despite what seems like high numbers of those so-called breakthrough infections, the numbers are actually pretty low. Several recent studies show that only one in about 5,000 vaccinated people are testing positive. That's less than 1%. So why does it feel so scary? Let's bring in Dr. Ashish Jha. He's dean of the Brown University School of Public Health. Dr. Jha, welcome back. And let's start with those numbers. How likely is a fully vaccinated person to end up testing positive?
Yeah, so the best estimates right now are, as you said, about 1 in 5,000 to my best guess is probably more like 1 in 10,000. Now, in a large country like ours, with 175 million people vaccinated, that's still, you know, a good number of people having breakthrough infections. But from an individual risk point of view, it really is very, very tiny.
For those vaccinated people who do get infected, though, what is their ability to spread this virus? And is it different for people who are symptomatic versus those who are asymptomatic?
Yeah, that's a great question. So here's what we know. Vaccinated people can spread, but they're far less likely to spread. They have less virus. They're contagious for a much, much shorter period of time. And the second part is almost all the evidence out there says that vaccinated people spread when they have symptoms. So a breakthrough infection, you've got a runny nose, a sore throat, you're coughing. That's probably the time period when you are contagious.
So for those who have a breakthrough infection, though, you talk about them being able to spread the virus more likely if they have symptoms. But how sick are they likely to become? We're hearing anecdotally about very mild cases, but also some serious ones, too.
What we know is that almost all the breakthrough infections are extremely mild. You know, they have about 24 hours of feeling kind of lousy. And by day two, day three, they're feeling much better. And day four, they're basically back to normal. For a small number of people, it is worse. And for a very tiny fraction of people, you know, probably about 1 in 1,000, it's severe enough that not only lands them in the hospital, but potentially can kill them. So it's probably at the level of the flu and maybe a little bit less dangerous than the flu if you're vaccinated and have a breakthrough infection.
Can you quantify that for us? Because we're already talking about a very small percentage of breakthrough infections and then a very small percentage of those who have breakthrough infections having really serious symptoms.
Sure. So if we think that the rate of breakthrough infections, let's say, is about 1 in 10,000, and we think that the chances that you'll end up having a breakthrough infection that will land you in a hospital, you know, now you're into probably about 1 in a million, 1 in 2 million. Let's just say it's very, very low risk.
Yeah. What about long hauler symptoms? We're also hearing about fully vaccinated people who may be having, you know, residual symptoms.
So this is the big question. What about long-term complications? And we're still learning. What we've seen so far is that breakthrough infections have much lower likelihood of having persistent symptoms. The thing we worry about most is kind of neurologic issues, brain fog. We've seen that pretty much only in people who are unvaccinated and get infected.
What about treatments for vaccinated people who get sick? Some hospitals are recommending Regeneron infusions. What can you tell us about this treatment?
Yeah, things like Regeneron can be quite helpful in certain populations. And again, I'm thinking about high-risk people. Imagine, you know, the 80-year-old frail elder who has a breakthrough infection. Getting that person Regeneron or one of the other monoclonal antibodies makes a lot of sense, especially if they start having anything more than mild symptoms.
You know, I know for every single statistic, there are outliers. So when you talk about those who are getting sick and recommending Regeneron, well, we actually have like a case where there's someone who's young and fairly healthy who hospitals are recommending Regeneron. That can happen as well, too, right?
It can. It's one of those things where in a country of 300 million people or 175 million vaccinated, 1 in 1 million events start happening, right? But at that point, those events are sort of rare in a way that lightning strikes are rare.
Since the risk of a breakthrough infection is fairly low, should vaccinated people get tested after an exposure or after high-risk activities like travel?
Yeah, so in general, we don't recommend regular testing for vaccinated people. There are instances where I think if I was exposed to somebody, it would depend a little bit on what that exposure was, If I sat in a tight quarters without a mask indoors with somebody who later was found to be infected, there are a couple of strategies we can use. You can quarantine. You can do what's called test and stay kind of approaches, which is you can get testing on a regular basis. And as long as you're remaining negative, you can go about your daily business. But yeah, if you've had a high risk exposure, there's no doubt about it. You should do something.
Doctor, you know, a big elephant in the room is for those who are unvaccinated and they see these breakthrough infections and say, see, it's not worth getting vaccinated. What's your takeaway here? How successful are these vaccines and how important are they in this long-term fight against COVID-19?
Yeah, and this is a place where I think we have not done a good enough job on public health messaging. These vaccines are working incredibly well. They're turning serious disease into mild disease. They're preventing spread. And they're saving lives in really dramatic ways. And, you know, for the vaccinated who have breakthroughs, we are taking a deadly virus and turning it into something relatively mild and something that's much more of a nuisance. And that is a success story.
That's Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of the Brown University School of Public Health. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me back.